Everybody, Andy here again. I'm afraid this is going to be another one of those music-related audio booths, but, you know, it spans across other ideas as well. I've probably called this something like Sticking By Your Principles or whatever it is, something along those lines. It comes about through a few sort of conversations that I've had recently to do with music and to do with local music generally, but once again, it goes to the wider world as well. Dealing with local music as I do, I hear lots of different styles of music, types of music and qualities of music, to be perfectly honest. Yes, a lot of the music I get is generally pretty good, but there's always exceptions, and there's always certain types of music that maybe you don't appreciate or like as much as others. My musical tastes range pretty far and wide, but there are always things that I'm not too keen on. I've never been a fan, although my sort of main area is sort of rock music. I've never been a fan of what I call of those sort of shouty vocals. Do you know what I mean? Those bands you might not have heard, but if you have, you will know exactly what I'm talking about, where there's sort of people that are sort of shouting, whoa, that sort of thing. That's not a very good impression, but you know the sort of thing I'm on about. Well, there are bands like that in this area. There are some bands who use that sort of vocal style more or less for all of their material. There are other bands who use it sort of more sparingly, shall we say. And being someone who plays local music on the radio, I find that I cannot play music like that. And I don't know really of any radio stations, but certainly in the UK, that would play that type of music. And I've had discussions with a couple of musicians, one of whom is a guitarist in a band that plays that type of music. And as I said, having a perfectly sensible conversation, you know, about this and saying, well, look, I'm sorry, mate, but I can't play that on the radio as much as I'd like to. It's an instant turn off for so many people. And if you're in an environment, as so many people are, where you have to say, have to please your advertisers, but you certainly don't want to piss them off. And if you're playing too much of that type of music, it might sort of scare people away. It will get people to turn off as well, which is another thing from, you know, we want people to listen to the music. We want people to listen to the radio station and hear all the other music that we're playing, especially the local music. And one of the things that frustrates me about it is that these bands, this guitarist is in one, but there are others as well around locally, the music that they play is damn good. It's really good. It's hard rock music, but it is very good. It's very well played, written, arranged, etc. But as soon as those vocals start, I'm put off. I have played tracks on the radio which are a bit in that sort of vein, and I tend to pick the ones which aren't too bad, if you want to put whatever level you want to put it at, but ones that are slightly more acceptable. But having a conversation with another musician, a local musician yesterday, about exactly this type of thing, he totally understood, as did this other guitarist, he totally understood that I would not be able to play that sort of material on the radio, and for the reasons that I expressed. There's obviously a need for that type of music. There's obviously an audience for that type of music. I'm not sure what it is. It is named at me. Obviously, I think a lot of the people that do listen to it are far younger than me. That's fair enough. But one thing I would say, I'm talking to this other musician yesterday, and we both said exactly the same thing, is just because I don't like that music and I can't play that music on the radio, it doesn't appeal to me, it makes me sort of switch off or turn off, doesn't mean that those people should compromise what they do. If that's the music that they want to play, if that's a style, attack, if you want, that they want to put across, then that's exactly what they should damn well do, because you should never compromise yourself, especially in artistic fields. Yes, you can use this in any sphere of life, but if you're trying to make some sort of art, whether it's music or any other type of art, you should stick by your convictions and do exactly what you want to do, because that is what you want to do. And once you start to compromise, you water it down or whatever, it won't be exactly what you want, and maybe you won't put quite so much heart and soul into it. As I said, there are big audiences for all different genres of music and styles of art around the world, and as I said, maybe it may not be for me, but it will be for somebody. There's always an audience out there. It might not be such a big audience, but it doesn't matter. At least you're playing what you want to do. You've had the courage of your convictions, and you've stuck by your principles. And you can't say much better than that, I don't think. Anyway, thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.